Welcome to a Triad Arts holiday celebration. I'm David Ford. You know, every year around this time, there's an enormous variety of artful holiday traditions going on here in the Triad. Dance, music, theater, art, you'll find it all. And frankly, there just aren't enough hours in the day to attend every event. But today on Triad Arts holiday celebration, we're going to have our fruitcake and eat it too. First off, we'll hear lots of outstanding music, holiday favorites, plus some completely original sounds of the season. We've also got poems, short stories, and essays that explore this magical time of year. The best part is, for the next hour, everything you'll hear will be performed by a group of incredibly talented musicians, poets, and writers who each call the Piedmont home. It's a Triad Arts holiday celebration, next after this news. This is Triad Arts Holiday Celebration, musical and spoken word sounds of the season by artists who call the Triad home. I'm David Ford, your host, and I'll be along with you for the next hour or so with lots of great music and poetry on the way. For good holiday cheer, you just can't beat trumpets and trombones. So let's kick things off with brass, the incredible Carolina brass to be exact, and a heartfelt wish. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Thank you.
We just heard Celtic flutist Sharon Fogarty and guitarist Luke Payne in their duet arrangement of Green Sleeves. Sharon says the old English tune brings out the sense of peace one feels at Christmas time and the eerily calm feeling of a cold winter's night. Speaking of eerily calm, before Greensleeves, we heard one of the most hauntingly beautiful carols out there, Lo, How a Rose, performed by the High Point University Choir, conducted by Dr. Mark Foster. This is Triad Arts Holiday Celebration. I'm David Ford. This region is incredibly rich in its musical diversity, and thankfully for us, it's equally rich in its literature offerings. Poet Joseph Mills and his colleagues at Press 53 certainly do their part. This is Joe's new poem, you'll hear it first right here, called
Ascension. You can chart the children's growth over the years, in the rise and spread of ornaments up the tree. As toddlers, they create a low skirt of decorations. A single branch might have half a dozen bulbs clinking together. Since many are poorly secured, they periodically fall, bouncing and breaking on the floor like a John Cage holiday soundtrack. As arm spans increase, balls cover more boughs, and the children begin to have favorite pieces, ones they make a point of finding a good place for. And then one year, you realize that they appreciate the larger whole, that they are striving for balance, and that they recognize the importance of finding the dark spaces to try to fill them with color and light.
That was keyboardist and University of North Carolina at Greensboro professor Andrew Willis, a live performance recorded in the UNCG Recital Hall of George Crumb's A Little Suite for Christmas, AD 1979. We heard Carol of the Bells, and that was followed immediately by Canticle of the Holy Night. Original music to the North Carolina Shakespeare Festival's annual production of A Christmas Carol preceded the Crumb. We heard The Overture by composer David Bishop. And poet, University of North Carolina School of the Arts professor Joseph Mills shared his brand new holiday poem, Ascension, with us. You heard it first right here on Triad Arts Holiday Celebration. Joe's planning a September release for his new book titled This Miraculous Turning. I'm David Ford, and we're going to take a short little intermission now. When we return, the dynamic female vocal trio Letters from Home will be home for Christmas. Cellist Grace Anderson has a musical offering by Johann Sebastian Bach, and singer-songwriter Jeffrey Dean Foster says Christmas must be tonight. Next, when Triad Arts Holiday Celebration continues. This is Triad Arts Holiday Celebration, the best sounds of the season performed entirely by Triad talent, and there's lots more to get to. I'm David Ford, and we continue now with the amazing Jeffrey Dean Foster. Here's Jeffrey's cover of the band's Christmas Must Be Tonight, written by Robbie Robertson.
Swaddling, lo, the Prince of Peace. We'll start turning, torches start burning, and behold, the wise men journey from the east. How a little baby boy could bring the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. Shepherd on a hillside, where over my flock I abide. On a cold winter night, a band of angels sing. Dream, I heard a voice said, fear not, come rejoice. It's the end of the beginning, praise the newborn King. How a little baby boy could bring the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. Must be Christmas, must be tonight. I saw it with my own eyes, written up in the sky. A quiet, simple herdsman such as I. And then it came to pass, he was born at last, right below the star that shines on high. How a little baby boy could bring the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light.
1944. I miss you, Mom, and Dad, too. I hate being away from you at Christmas, but I am so grateful every day that I have the opportunity to protect you and the rest of my country. I slept in the trenches last night, but my spirit will be with you on Christmas as it is every day that I am not by your side. It's cold here, but I am warmed by the thought of you, my sweetheart, and the day I will see you again. I pray that this will be the last Christmas that we spend apart from each other.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe.
Do you hear it? Off in the distance. I think it's getting closer. Yes, once again, it's the season every kid dreams about. There's a nip in the air, but a warm home brings out giggles and a long wish list. How soon you forget all the things that might have put you on the, dare we say, naughty list. I always hoped that list was destroyed in the cold North Pole blizzards. Lucky for me, I think it was. As time goes on, you forget the childhood giggles and the excitement as you rush to this store and that store for just the right gift. Ever wonder how a toddler sees Christmas? Well, Naomi was 18 months old last Christmas. Old enough to know something big was up, but too young to understand why kids love this time of the year. Naomi was very practiced at laughing, just for the fun of it. She took this disposition into her first sort of aware of Christmas. The holiday season seemed to bring out more excitement and laughter for Naomi than usual. Strange things began to happen at home. Her parents brought a tree into the house, and her older brother and sister seemed terribly excited about the whole ordeal. You know, it got even sillier. They put colored lights and dangling and shiny things on the tree. Naomi pondered why the ornaments ended just above her reach. Why does No-No precede her name more often these days? She too wants to rearrange the ornaments, just like her big brother and sister. Still, she laughs. Naomi is used to her mom doing chores around the house during school hours, but the chores are different now. Instead of picking up stuff and putting it away, her mom is pulling things out of the closet. Oh, what's that? It's pretty paper with some guy in a red suit, and letters are written on the paper. Who cares? Sure does make a neat sound when you step on it. Wouldn't you know it, this brings about a No-No, Naomi. Ah, look at all those boxes. Naomi decided they must be for her. After all, she can sit in them. Oh, no. Another? No, Naomi. Perhaps this new adventure in the house might not be so good. Sure does have a lot of no-nos. Now, why did nap time come at such an odd hour on this day? Anyway, all is good. Got to giggle. After waking up from her nap, Mom apparently got around to her chores and picked up her mess. Ah, look at all those wrapped boxes under the Christmas tree. It appears to be the same no-no paper. But now there are bows and candy on the boxes. Yes, new stuff to investigate. Of course, the investigation didn't last long before. No, Naomi. Her brothers and sisters' excitement really puzzles her, but not as much as that they don't get the no-nos. She can't really see how they're doing anything different than her. After all, she imitates her actions. Naomi is still trying to decide if this is a good change or not. There is different music in the house. More people visit, and they ooh and ah over the tree, and the boxes under the tree. And the food is different, too. Maybe this is good. So she laughs. Christmas morning finally arrives. Naomi is not yet experienced at waking up Christmas morning and rushing downstairs to a living room filled with Santa's special delivery. Soon she'll learn this excitement from her older brother and sister. After all those no-nos for touching the boxes, she is handed many boxes. Now they're telling her to rip off the no-no paper. Befuddled by these strange instructions, her dad starts ripping off the paper. To Naomi's surprise, there's something good inside the box that was once covered with the no-no paper. Naomi decides she's really liking this new thing that's going on. But it got even better. They went to Grandma's house, and she got to open gifts there, too. And then there was a trip to Great-Grandma's house. There were even more gifts. And everybody had a silly tree in the living room. Yep, Naomi is liking this Christmas thing. It brings giggles and excitement. Now, she has learned that all good things must end. So, like any toddler, she states her desire for a repeat by saying, "Again?" As the Christmas tree is being taken down, Naomi's only question was, "Again?" This Christmas, Naomi is 2.5 years old. She's learning that the jolly man in the red suit taught us to say, "Ho, ho, ho, Merry Christmas." And the reindeer with the bright nose taught us the value of hoping and dreaming as he finally guided the sleigh. The wise man taught us anticipation and how to follow a vision. Naomi's giggles brings a smile to your face and warms the heart. Surely the greatly anticipated words of wisdom will follow.
Again?
Yes, Naomi. We'll do it again this year and next year and the next. Thanks, Naomi, for the laughter and reminder of the joy the season brings us all. And I wish you all a very happy and merry Naomi Christmas.
That was Naomi's Christmas by North Carolina A&T State University Department of Journalism and Mass Communication Associate Professor Sheila Whitley. Sheila was born and raised in High Point. Prior to Naomi's Christmas, we heard I'll Be Home for Christmas, performed by Letters from Home, singers Aaron Diaz, Sarah Haley, and Chelsea de la Cuadra. Together, they've touched thousands of veterans and others all over the globe with their three-part harmony, tap dancing, and comedy. You'll find links to Letters from Home's upcoming performance schedule at WFDD.org. And Jeffrey Dean Foster kicked off that little mini-set with his cover of the band's Christmas Must Be Tonight, written by Robbie Robertson. I'm David Ford, and it's time for another short break now. Then we're back with Triad Pride Men's Chorus, holiday music East Indian style, and an electronic music salute to merry gentlemen everywhere next when Triad Arts Holiday Celebration continues. Welcome back to Triad Arts Holiday Celebration. I'm David Ford. We've got lots more great holiday music in store, familiar carols, unique sounds of the season, and an old favorite all decked out in new electronica. But first, we go smooth with jazz guitarist Winston-Salem native Russell Thomas. This is his song, Jesus is Alive. Thank you.
Thank you.
We began with jazz guitarist Russell Thomas and Jesus is Alive from his new CD, Morning Train. And Bel Canto Company, under the direction of artistic director Wellborn Young, treated us to the first Noel. That was from last year's performance in Christ United Methodist Church in Greensboro. Our Triad Arts holiday celebration continues now with some sounds that will be new to many of our listeners and at the same time very familiar to others. The ancient Hindu festival Diwali, or the Festival of Lights, concluded last month. Diwali is celebrated by Hindus, Jains, and Sikhs to mark historical events, stories, or myths, but they also spiritually mark the victory of light over darkness, knowledge over ignorance, good over evil, and hope over despair. Raga Bairagi, or Bairagi Bhairav, is an early morning raga depicting spirituality and divinity. WFDD listener and Sarod artist Garong Doshi would like to honor his father and guru with this performance of Dr. Lakshmikant Doshi's raga Bairagi Bhairav. Garong says there are no specific tunes like Jingle Bells or Silent Night in Hinduism, but during celebrations like Diwali, his family begins the day very early by playing a morning raga like Bairagi, depicting spirituality and divinity. Garong is joined in this recording by Devendra Dave on tabla. That was Dr. Lakshmikant Doshi's raga Bairagi Bhairav, an early morning raga depicting spirituality and divinity, and performed there by sarod player Garong Doshi with percussionist Davendra Dave on the tabla. It's part of Garong's album Flowers from the Maestro's Bouquet, compositions from sarod maestro Dr. Lakshmikant Doshi. This is Triad Arts Holiday Celebration, and now it's time for some Triad Pride. Artistic director William Sutherland leads the men's chorus in this live performance. It was recorded earlier this month at Greensboro Day School, the Ukrainian folk tune Sleigh Bells.
Bells jingle, jingle, fingers freeze and then they tingle. Friends are singing and we mingle while the snowflakes fall. Hear the sleigh bells jingle, jingle, fingers freeze and then they tingle. Friends are singing and jingle while the snowflakes fall. Sleigh bells jingle, 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 j
river, cold winds blow and then they shiver. Birds are ringing, singing, teeming, joining in the song.
Greensboro composer, arranger, multi-instrumentalist Jeff Lathery's unique take on the traditional English Christmas carol, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. It was all done up in a contemporary electronic music style with synthesizers, electric guitar, and an infectious groove. Before that, Triad Pride Men's Chorus artistic director William Sutherland led the chorus in the Ukrainian folk tune Sleigh Bells. And with that performance, we come to the end of part one of WFDD's Triad Arts Holiday Celebration 2013. This year, once again, we received so many submissions that we couldn't possibly cram all of these fantastic performances into just one show. You can hear part two 1 week from today, on Friday, December 27th at 1 o'clock, and again the following Sunday night at 4, right here, and only here, on 88.5 WFDD. That's a Triad Arts Holiday Celebration Part 2 with all new music, poems, and stories by Triad artists exactly 1 week from today. If you missed part of today's program, fret not. You'll find it on our website, WFDD.org. I sure hope you've enjoyed these wonderful performances by the many talented artists in our community. I thank them for their submissions. Thank you for listening. And we leave you now with guitarist Larry Davis and best wishes for a happy holiday season and an outstanding new year. This is Larry's arrangement of O Little Town of Bethlehem. Larry will be performing this holiday classic and many others at the Biltmore Estate in Asheville on Monday night, December 23rd from 6:30 to 11. I'm David Ford. From all of us here at 88.5 WFDD, happy holidays.